All right. Well, today I have a very special guest, somebody I've known for a very long time. She is always a giver out there, has been working for Piedmont Agency on Aging, and known her for years. Tracy Bedenbow.
Bedenbow. That's how they say it in Saluda.
Bedenbow. All right. And she is the chief operating officer over there. How you doing today, Tracy?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I was talking to one of your volunteers and she goes, "Oh, Ann, we are really shorthanded trying to get these meals out." Mm-hmm. And I thought we'd talk about and see if we could stir up some interest for helping out. I know there's people that are not working.
Yes.
And I just want to talk a little bit, though, first about what Meals on Wheels is all about.
Well, we're here to help people stay in their homes longer, stay stronger and in their homes longer. So that's our whole mission, and that's what all of our services are geared towards. So we're wanting them to, you know, stay there, be active and healthy in their home. You know, of course, our home delivered meal people are homebound for the most part, but they get this wonderful, nutritious meal each day, so that really helps them out.
It's such a service, and not only that, it's good for them to have contact with someone, because so many of these homebound people do not have that contact, that social interaction that we're not having
right,
right now.
That's right. That's what I've thought about that. We have to social distance, but a lot of them, that's what they do every day, you know, outside of maybe getting to see a volunteer, you know.
Right.
So a lot of them, they've experienced this isolation for a long time.
And they have. And not only that, they have so many times, I've heard stories when you've been on before about how a volunteer noticed that there was something wrong with the person, that maybe they were having a diabetes attack or a heart or something like that. So they really help a lot. And I think it is a tremendous service. Now, how many meals a day do you put out?
Well, we put out about 500 meals a day. We're four counties now. So we serve Greenwood, Abbeville, Lawrence, and Saluda counties. And so 500 meals go out of our nutrition center on Reynolds Park Drive here in Greenwood to all those counties. But then we also send about 200 shelf meals out every 2 weeks. And those are for additional people that aren't getting the meals every day. But they're also
just do for everybody, can't you?
Well, a lot of it has to do with them being in outlying areas, because you can't obviously deliver to every single person in the four county region to their home. Wish we could, but we can't. And that also includes our congregate clients, because our senior centers are no longer meeting.
See, that's a big problem, too.
It is,
To, and that was such a good thing for people to be able to meet and mingle.
Because it's more about the meal. It's not just about the meal with them. It's more about the social interaction. But we did want to make sure that they were fed. They still had that meal. So they did get, they all got like 2 weeks worth of shelf-stable meals. And so we'll give them another 2 weeks worth.
That is great. Will they come and pick them up?
Well, some of them do, yes. I don't know if we deliver to any of them that couldn't get there. I'm sure we got them to all of them. I don't know how that worked, but I do remember seeing some of them come pick them up.
Sure. So this is, and you know, I'm sure, do you have a waiting list?
We do. Our waiting list has gotten a lot smaller, I'm so happy to say. We've really worked through the waiting list, but we do. We've had a waiting list for probably 15 years.
Yeah, well, that's I remember. There was always a waiting list. But now, what kind of meals do you fix?
Well, we have good ones.
Good ones!
You know, we're really proud, because there's not a lot of senior centers and council on aging organizations that have their own kitchen. So we're really proud of our kitchen that we have. But also, out of that kitchen is hot meals. We take our hot meals and put them also through a flash freezer, and so we conserve frozen meals. So that's usually for the ones that are in the outlying area, because they might
have a full-blown kitchen there.
We do. Absolutely. Yeah. And then they also can get shelf-stable. So those are for people who maybe can do some fixing, warming up, but also maybe have someone that lives with them that can do that. So, and some people like the shelf a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so, and in those hot, you know, and frozen meals, you also have your diabetic, you have like ground meat for those, you know, we have a lot of different variations. But
depending on what the person's needs
exactly.
are.
Exactly, yep.
So, and how do you actually get on to do Meals on Wheels? How does a person get to be part of the program?
To volunteer or to get them?
To get the meals
okay.
first.
Okay. Well, they would call our office. We have a lady, Becky. Every recommendation or referral comes through her first, no matter what county it is. She looks in our system to see if they're already in our system. And then the Upper Savannah Council of Governments will actually, someone from there will go, an assessor will go and assess them and get their information and put them in our system. And so that's the process. So, you know, if you're interested, go ahead and get on, because it's a chance you're not going to get on the next day. So, you know, if there's a case that you think you may need it or you know somebody that may need it, it's better to go ahead and get that process started.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
It's like anything else, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so
it takes the time.
So, yep. And I guess that's an ongoing process. You're always having people wanting to get on and then,
sure,
people dropping off,
right.
I'm sure.
Right. And so, and this system that we use helps us kind of manage that really well. So it is good to go ahead and get in the system and you get a nutrition score. It's all this technicality we don't need to get into, but yeah, based on the need, they look at kind of what your needs are and you kind of how you wait on that waiting list.
Right.
So,
you know, this is off the subject of the Meals on Wheels, but I thought that was so great what you did at Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
was pretty cool.
Yeah,
doing the gift bags for your seniors.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And we used to do it at Christmas, and we still collected items at Christmas for those gift bags. So this was the first year we tried Valentine's Day. Because I'm like, most of them don't have a Valentine, you know?
Right,
so I decided how cool that was that they were getting something. Because a lot of times at Christmas, people do a lot of different things. But Valentine's is kind of that underrated holiday,
well,
I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe some people would say overrated. But
at
any rate, that's right, your idea of that. But anyway, so that was really cool. And also, the United Way in Lawrence County was already doing that for the Lawrence County clients. So we were able to sort of partner alongside of them in our other three counties as well. So
wow.
It was kind of a neat little thing. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I just always think that you try to do things and think of your seniors,
mm-hmm,
and provide not only a meal, but it's really some friendship.
Yes.
And,
yep,
and a relationship. And I know for so many that looking forward to that person coming by to see,
mm-hmm,
them really becomes a big part of it.
It does. It does. And we're actually started COVID-19 wellness checks. So we're actually calling every one of our clients every day.
You're calling them every day?
Every day. Right.
Wow.
Now. Yep. To check on them, to see how they're feeling, see if they ate, those type of things. So
that's,
yep,
great.
Yeah, it is great. It is great.
And you're still delivering every day?
Yes, we're still delivering
every day.
Meals on Wheels is going as usual, you know. Don't know how that's going to change. Don't know how the delivery process will change. But we'll see.
So as an agency, I know that a lot of seniors like to volunteer at,
mm-hmm,
different.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a senior was telling me that y'all were a little shorthanded,
yep,
in the delivery end of it. And I happen to think, you know, there are young people home from college,
mm-hmm,
with not much to do. And you were suggesting teachers,
yeah,
and kids.
Yeah.
I mean, so tell us a little bit about your vision about how people could help out and still be doing something good for themselves and something good for somebody else.
Yeah, well, the meal delivery is one day a week, so you're not committed 5 days a week. You can pick up...
Unless they're really short, folks.
Well, that's true. If you want to do more than one, we will definitely accept you. But,
right,
you know, but we do have deliveries in all counties. So even though most of our listeners may be Greenwood County, if you live in Saluda County or you know somebody that lives in Saluda County or Lawrence County, yes, we need them in all of our counties. Pickup is usually between 10 and 11 o'clock. So you're not even looking at messing up your lunch hour, you know. And it takes about an hour to do. And
you have these pre-timed and pre-worked out.
Yep, yep. So, you know, we come in early, cook the meals fresh, package them, and have them ready to go. So that's where the 10 o'clock time works really well.
And I guess you have people that have to help get up that already. Do you have volunteers doing that too?
We do have some volunteers in the kitchen, right. And they could still use some volunteers in the kitchen, okay. I think. So that's definitely, if cooking is your thing, or you know, you don't want to go out and deliver. And, you know, we have ways we can work through that. You know, mostly they can come to the door and you not go in their home and things like that, you know.
Sure.
So we can, there's ways to be safe.
Right.
And still delivering.
Well, I'm sure you're practicing safe.
Absolutely.
Safe,
yeah, absolutely. So, but they're still needing those meals. So, you know, that's the thing, is that we're not going to, like, not let them get their meal because we don't have a volunteer. So our staff take it. And that's staff hours. And now, you know, as everybody's feeling, just funds are not coming in as they were because business is not running as usual. Oh. So we're having to really scrutinize and look at who's going to work and how they're going to work and how that's going to look. So it's been challenging times, I know, for everybody, but it's been for us. Lots of COVID-19 meetings discussing what are we going to do today? Yeah.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, the good thing is there are going to be funds available for nonprofit businesses too.
Yes.
And that there is supposed to be a lot of information. I was in a meeting today, and there's going to be a lot of information coming out about that in the next few days, Tracy.
Good,
so
good.
You'll need to make sure you get some of that information.
Yes.
Because it is tough times. Everybody is just trying to staying alive.
Yep.
Staying alive.
Absolutely.
So when somebody volunteers, they have about an hour. How do they know what route they're on, or how do they do this?
Well, it's pretty easy. I mean, they give you a sheet. We all have Google Maps, and those work really well. But we also give you step-by-step directions. So if you just are a simple person, don't want to use Google Maps, that, you know, because you have their address. You have their name and their address. You even have their telephone number. If you didn't get them at the door, our protocol is to try to call them if you want to, or call the nutrition center or wherever you're delivering from, and
right.
then we'll try to get in touch with them, because that could be an alarming thing.
Correct.
If they're not coming to the door, we can't just assume they're not home. That's when.
And most people would be expecting the meals.
Yes. So, but yeah, I was losing my train of thought. So, yeah, you come and you do the delivery, and it's step-by-step instructions. So it's really easy, you know, to.
What do people get out of it when they do this, when they deliver meals?
Well, you know how, like, when people go on mission trips and they're like, they think they're going to help other people, but then they get home and they're like, I got more out of it than they do. That's what you're going to get out of it. You're going to get more out of it. Those, you know, meeting the people, helping them, knowing you're doing something good. We do a route. I mean, our staff do a route. I'm actually delivering Friday.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we have our regular people that we see, but, you know, it helps keep us in tune with what we're doing and when we're
what
sitting in an
is.
Office. That's
right.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. So, It's a great program. Of course.
If somebody would like to find out more, or perhaps see about being a volunteer, how do they go about this?
Well, if you're in Greenwood, probably calling the Nutrition Center would be the best number to call. So that is a very easy number,
223-2233.
223-2233. That is 2233. That's right. We're online, Piedmont Agency on Aging, .com. So you can certainly go online. It tells you all of our counties, numbers there, and you can see people who to call and things such as that. So if you want to refer somebody, anything like that. So that's also a good way.
So you need volunteers, and it is something that quite often, I know what, at, is it Thanksgiving or something? Mm-hmm. You have lots of families mm-hmm. like to do it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we do a Thanksgiving Day delivery, so that's something sort of like the way we're in now, because people are home, and on Thanksgiving Day, family's in town, people are home, and usually when you're working or you're doing other stuff and you can't volunteer, that's when people come in to volunteer. So, you know, this can be a wonderful time to do that.
It's a great time to take kids and teach them about giving back.
Yep, that's correct.
With only one day a week, you're not really. And I guess if something came up, I mean, as long as you let y'all know that,
sure.
Yeah, that would that
sure.
Would not be a
and if
problem.
They don't want to commit to, you know, maybe they're really flexible and they don't want to commit to a certain day. They want to be a sub. You know, they can be on our sub list where we call them if someone does cancel. So that's an option too. It's very easy. So I wouldn't be too intimidated by it. It is really good step-by-step instructions. So it's not difficult. And we have them in all different areas. You can even probably find, if you live in a community, there might be a route near your community that's available that you could actually deliver to your neighbors for the most part.
Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool too. Mm-hmm. Great way to meet your neighbors
that
you don't meet.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. So these are the type of things that are available at Meals on Wheels. Now, how do you support yourselves? How do through donations, I guess?
That is a huge part. So the Older Americans Fund, I know we're hearing a lot about that now in the news, but they have really stepped up. They do give us money to help support the meals. And these well checks, I believe that's going to be Older Americans Fund money as well. So that is where some of it comes, but they don't pay for the whole entire cost of the meal. So that's where we do a lot of fundraising. We actually just put out a direct mail campaign. We do 2 direct mail campaigns a year in the spring and the fall. And so this is a great time if you can't volunteer, or maybe you're too scared to, and I get that, or you don't want your children around, whatever. I get that. So this would be a great way if you want to give and you're able to, is to send in a donation as well. And that's online.
All donations are appreciated. There's no minimum size, is there?
No.
Well, sometimes people think, if I can't do 100 plus dollars.
Oh, no. We get donations of all ranges.
Sizes.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it costs about $6.25 to feed a senior a day. So just
a day?
A day.
Wow.
A day. So just think about if you're giving that money, you know, then...
So one meal.
That's six, right.
One meal, $6.25. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that would be such a good project for kids to
mm-hmm.
work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there's other things. If you were home with your kids and you wanted to do an art project and you wanted to give them to the seniors, you know, whether it's a card or something like that, that's another way you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's other ways you can send some joy and spread some love to them, you know, because like I said, they're isolated too. They'd probably love to see that. And that was the cool thing for Valentine's Day. They all got Valentine cards, you know. A lot of the Girl Scouts did them, and students and kids. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
No, that's. I just thought it was a great idea. I talked about it some on the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah. But Meals on Wheels has been a program which is very successful. Has to be well run to succeed and keep succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
500 meals a week, and 4 counties
a day.
500 meals
a day.
Oh my God! 5 times 5 is 25. Now they don't get anything on the weekends. No,
some do, but sometimes that's usually a frozen. So yeah. we're only open Monday through Friday. So yeah, they'll usually get the frozen style if they need that.
Wow.
So.
Do you ever figured up how many miles everybody drove over a year?
We had, well, and you know, I was afraid I was gonna ask that number because I should know that, but right off the top of my head, I would not want to speak it incorrectly.
Well, you know, Burton Center goes all over, and that's one of the numbers that they always say, their buses, how many miles their buses, and it just blows your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are you thinking if COVID-19, if we are hunkered down here mm-hmm. for at least a month, it looks like.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure if we're going to come to a point where we have to not... Some of them go inside. I mean, some of them don't. But if you're going to have to leave it, make sure that... I mean, we couldn't really leave it and them not be there. But, I mean, I've even got to thinking, as people are diagnosed with it, you know, what is that going to look like?
Right.
If you're delivering to someone that has COVID-19, you know, has it or something. So just trying to make those decisions, or whether it's going to be a frozen meals and you're going to send a week's worth of frozen meals to them. We've already started making some adjustments. So for our satellite sites, we actually, instead of doing 5 days a week, we're doing actually 3. We've cut back to 3. So Saluda County, Abbeville County, what they're getting is on Monday, they'll get a hot meal and a frozen meal. So they'll eat the frozen meal on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we'll go hot meal and a frozen meal, you know, such as that. So that's kind of how we're doing that, to cut back on staff time and volunteer requirements. And then that's happening in 96 as well, and you know, some of Greenwood County as well. But out of our 20 routes that go out of our nutrition center in Greenwood County, they're still 5 days a week. So that's an option that we may be looking at. Like I said, we're meeting every day because it's changing every day.
It is changing every day. It is. And I think you're to be commended. Now, do you do anything for pets?
Well, we have a pet food program. So we do. We actually are with the Humane Society.
Right.
We partner with them, and they give us cat food and dog food as we need it. And we provide that to our clients that have pets at home.
Yeah, you know, that is such a good thing, because how many people would rather feed the dog than feed themselves?
Yep.
And I think you found that that's what was happening.
Yep, that's correct.
It's only because the dog can sit there and beg better than anything with those eyes. Oh, man, you're going to eat that?
No, I know it.
Gracie has the look down perfectly. I didn't want it here. Take it.
I know, I know. So, yeah, it's great that they have that. So,
So even pets are getting fed in this program.
Thanks to the Greenwood Humane Society.
So
they're awesome.
There are good things all the way around. But as we look at how this thing keeps tightening up on things, I mean, let's say the Humane Society can't provide you the food. You have to discontinue that. I mean, it's just a circle.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important as a community that we work together. And I think everybody has their special interests.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, we have so many different groups. And part of the purpose of this program is to maybe bring to light some programs that you'd forgotten about, hadn't even thought about, hadn't thought about the idea of taking the kids and going on a route and giving back. And I love your idea for doing a card or something for seniors, having a project amongst a school group.
Yes.
Even though they're all at home, but doing their school project and getting together and bringing them out there and letting y'all distribute them. It's good projects.
That'd be
good
great.
Stuff.
Yep. Yep.
So, I think that everybody that has the opportunity and has the time and is tired of staying in and wants to get out, this is a good reason.
Yep.
I didn't say that, really. I didn't say that.
Yeah, because it's hard. You know, we're being told to stay inside, and now we're telling you, come help us. But, I mean, somebody has to do it. I mean,
it is
an essential service. So
essential service. So that means it qualifies.
Yep.
So if you're getting a little stir crazy sitting at home, and you'd like to get out and see some. And the other good thing is, my God, the price of gas, so affordable right now. I mean, there's been times where gas has been very expensive, and I know that's been an issue for some of your people that did deliveries.
It has been, but you know, when it was getting really bad, we didn't see them drop off. I mean, that's the heart of our volunteers. They are amazing, and we have probably close to a 500 pool of volunteers. We do an annual banquet every year, and I mean, there's at least 250 to 300 there, and that's just who comes to the banquet. So we have a really strong pool of volunteers, so we would not be able to make it if it were not for our volunteers and our donors, and a lot of our volunteers are also financial donors.
Sure.
So, I mean, we just, yeah, you're right. You have those people that have the heart for your organization, and thank God for that, you know.
And they're just in a tough place right now because they're probably some of your older people
absolutely.
That shouldn't be out doing this,
yes.
and you want to respect
absolutely.
Respect that and protect them for future donating and future meal delivery.
That's right. That's right.
So if some a little bit younger people could maybe step up,
that would be great during this time. We've been around 49 years. We'll be 49 years old. We're almost going to be 50 years old.
Wow.
So we have been in this community for a really long time, and we try to work really hard to have good stewardship with our staff, with our donations, with our meal programs, everything. So just know that whether you donate your time or your money, we're going to be very good stewards of that. It's probably the best way.
Absolutely.
Just, yeah, and appreciative. So.
Now, you were telling me, what were you doing today?
Cleaning.
Everybody that comes on this program has been cleaning. The library was here yesterday. Prudence was here. What you been doing today?
Cleaning. Yes. Yes. Getting everything ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making sure it's all ready to go
and
for when we do open again.
And, of course, you have a daycare center.
Well, we have several programs that we can't run right now. We're not running. Yes, so we have our daycare center, Lifetime Discoveries, that's currently closed. We have our adult daycare center, The Nest, that's in Lawrence County, that's currently closed. And our foster grandparent, which is where in the Lawrence County schools, they go in and mentor the kids. And of course, the Lawrence County schools are closed, so that program's closed. So Meals on Wheels is pretty much the only thing we have going right now, because we do have our transportation still going. We were trying to reduce it to 3 days a week, but that really wasn't working out, so we're doing 5 days a week. We're seeing that reduced a little bit because people are scared to go to the doctor. Right. They don't have to go, you know. So, but those the transportation and the Meals on Wheels, the home-delivered meals, is what we're still doing. So
absolutely.
Yep.
Well, listen, you need to give now. If we have enticed somebody who wants to get out of the house and do something that would be very meaningful and an essential service, what number do they call, Tracy?
They can call our main office if they want to. They can call me. Ask for Tracy. 223-0164. I would love for you to call me and say, I heard you on the radio and I'm here to help. And I would think this was so great.
Okay, guys, just pick up that phone tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. Or you can call our nutrition center, 223-2233.
Yes.
Where the place is.
Oh, where do they have to go if they become a volunteer?
Okay, well, if you're in Greenwood County, you're going to go to Reynolds Park Drive. So it's off of Emerald Road. It's the turn.
You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So, but it's Reynolds Park Drive is where you're going to go. So,
is that near Piedmont Tech?
Yes, it's near Piedmont Tech. It's that little side road off of Piedmont Tech. There was a barbecue place there, and then it's like a salon. And
oh, okay.
But if they know where Scott's Heating and Cooling, I'm getting a shout out for Scott's. But okay. Scott's Heating and Cooling we're right beside Scott's Heating and Cooling. So, but our place is behind Piedmont Tech. So,
okay.
Very easy to find
us. And
that's where
they would come to actually pick up the...
They're going to come to the Nutrition Center on Reynolds Park Drive to pick up the meals in Greenwood. Yep.
So, pretty centrally located.
Yes.
And then you just go out, like, probably like spokes.
That's right.
From that.
That's right. If you, if you're in 96 and you want to deliver from 96, it would be the 96 Depot. Easy
so
to
you
find.
Get them to the
That's park. Right. Yeah. We get them to our outlining areas. If you're in Clinton, I don't know if you're in Lawrence County or whatever, but that would be Professional Park Road, which is over there where the Chamber is and the United Way. Well, I don't know if the United Way is over there, but it's kind of near the hospital. And then Abbeville, we're near the hospital on Center Street. And then Saluda is across. If you're in Saluda, then you know where the old high school is. So we're in Dr. Sawyer's old office right now. So the Saluda people would know where that is.
Right.
But yeah, that's where our office is there. So,
and the good thing is you don't have to do it just by yourself. You can have a partner, a husband and wife team.
Absolutely. Whole family. Yeah.
Whole family can do this.
Yep.
So please pick up that phone, call Tracy and say, I heard you on the radio. 223-0164.
Yep.
That's 223-0164. Think about it. Give it a try.
Yeah.
May not be for you, but
give it
a try.
And you know, the thing is, if you're just going to do it during this crisis and you know, you're going to go back to work or whatever, totally get that, you know, but this is when we need people, because a lot of our regular volunteers that are older will come back.
Sure.
Hopefully. So, so this is kind of like that. This is the time to, give it a try before you buy.
Yeah. And come out and give them a hand. You'll be well rewarded.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
By the smiles and people seeing you come by and bring a meal. I mean, what could be better than to deliver food to somebody?
Yeah.
What could be better?
Yeah.
So Meals on Wheels, 223-0164. That's Tracy. Last name?
Beaten Bow.
Okay, I can't say that. All right. Anyways, Tracy, she is the chief operating officer, and she'd love to be able to say, hey, we got some more volunteers during this time of crisis and time of need. And we all are aware of all the things going on. And sometimes just getting out and doing something like this, going for a drive and delivering a hot meal to someone can mean so much, but you will be the one that gets so much out of it.
Yes, you will. Yep.
All right, Tracy, anything else you want to say as we finish up here?
No, I'm just grateful that you've given me this chance to come, because I love the agency. I love to talk about the agency and just what we do, and it's a great mission. I mean, of course, I think it's great. I've worked there forever, but it's a good organization. with some good leadership. And this is time we need people, and we need these seniors to still get fed. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
So we got to keep doing what we're doing. We got to get the food out there to the seniors. We need them to stay safe.
Yes.
And a nutritious meal makes all the difference in how you feel during the day.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. Well, Tracy, thanks so much for coming out and sharing this. I hope you get your telephone is ringing off the hook tomorrow.
Thank you,
Ann. Of people that would like to help you out. I'll be sure to put this number out, 223-0164. We will be rerunning this Friday morning at 9:30.
Awesome.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
awesome.
So you'll get another chance to be with maybe a different audience listening to us right here on WCRS. Thanks so much,
Tracy.
Thank you. All right, so now we will hear Staying Alive as I finish up the show here, because that's what we're all doing, trying to stay alive right here on WCRS. Oh, yeah. There you go, folks. Bye, everybody.